All right, guys, do you set goals? And if you don't, how do you know you've achieved anything? We're going to be discussing this and more in today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Art BS, where we have business solutions for artists. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Jules McCullough.
And today we are talking about goals and setting goals. And I am probably the last person that needs to be talking about this. So I'm going to be relying on you guys a lot. But as an artist, how and why is it important to be setting goals?
Well, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know when you get there?
Exactly.
There you go. It's like a GPS.
I mean, you're right. It is. It is a GPS for where you're taking your business. And if you want to be a full-time artist, you have to have some goals set. And, you know, I set probably too big of goals because I kind of live by the 10X rule that...
You're going to have to explain the 10X rule. Okay.
The 10X rule is actually a book, and I forgot we'll the author's link. Name, but we'll put a link to the book.
We'll put the link out. Sorry. Yeah.
But what I took away from the book was you set your goals so high that they're almost unrealistic and not too bad. The theory being that if you set your goal as, okay, I'm going to walk a mile. And that's a relatively simple goal to me. But if you say I'm going to walk 10 miles in X amount of time, that for me personally would be a tougher goal to meet. So even if I meet 5 miles and not 10, I've met more than if I set a realistic goal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What is that saying? If you shoot for the moon, you'll always end up in the stars.
Exactly. Ooh, like that's that. A good one. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And that's kind of what the 10X rule is, you know, setting them so high that you can still celebrate because you're going to meet greater than if you set it at a mediocre level. And
nobody wants to be mediocre.
No, especially if you're an artist. Why do you want to be like everyone else and just average, you know, set your goal high?
Artists by definition want to stand out.
Exactly. And so if you set those goals that high, the key thing though with that is you've got to remember, at least for me, mentally, I have to remember that I set this very high goal and I got to celebrate all the little wins, which in our previous episode, we were talking about celebrating wins. I'm not good at celebrating my wins, but I'm good at checking off the box and moving forward. I'm not good at celebrating it, but you do. You know,
every
that's
time
the whole
you
purpose
a,
of the 10X rule.
Every time you have a check mark,
you celebrate. Yep.
I remember I went over to Julie's house one day and I was looking on her whiteboard and she had like all these little bubbles of goals. And I looked at him and said, are you actually doing all this? And she's, oh no. And I was like, oh, thank God. I mean, I was like, we're so behind on all of this. But then she explained the 10X rule to me then. And I know my personality with the goal setting, I can't do the 10X because when I look at the 10X and I don't meet it, then I feel like a failure. Yeah. So I just have to go for like, here's what I know I can achieve. And then I'm like, do a couple little better than that. And just the stretch goals.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of stretch. But
right. And it took me a while to kind of get used to that concept. But once I did, I started achieving more. And I was like, okay, I can handle this. Like, I really like this. This is going to work. Now, when I get overwhelmed and stuff, I go back to more realistic goals. But then my long-term, I always plan my long-term goals as very high achievements because I can always take a detour and I can always change the path. Like we said in the beginning, it's kind of like, you know, goal setting is kind of like your GPS and you can always take a different route to get there. And in fact, for this year, I already pushed off my quarter three and my quarter four goals that I had set for this year to 2022. Because I still am not happy with where I am with my second quarter goal. So I'm going to go ahead and extend it for 2 more quarters and hopefully get there by the end of the year.
So let me ask you this. I kind of know how you plan mm-hmm. and know how you set your goals and everything, but can you kind of explain sort of your bubbles and how you have it like first quarter, like the big, you know, it's hard to visualize, but we will have a link to Julie's planning session. She actually has recorded some planning sessions.
Yes.
And Julie actually has a JMA planner.
Correct.
So she's
I use.
Yep. I use it too. And anybody that I coach, they get it too, because it really kind of breaks out goals.
Yeah. I like how you do it in the quarter system like this. And that way you can kind of see how your year is going.
But exactly.
Anyway, I don't want to talk over you. You can explain.
We're excited about your
planner. I know. We love your planner. You can tell.
I love my planner too, because it actually works.
Exactly.
So just a quick little snippet of back history is I came up with my planner because I was frustrated with all the planners out there that weren't working hand in hand with my digital calendar, because everything went to Outlook and rewriting everything was just getting frustrating. So I changed kind of the concept to work in pockets. Now, just because I say I work in quarters, all that means is I work in 3-month increments and I plan in 6 to 12 months, depending on where I'm at. I had some pretty big goals this year, so I planned 12 months out for my big goals. And then I do the Vince Lombardi baby steps, and you break that down.
Go Pack.
She's a Green Bay Packers fan.
Yes.
Go Pack. Go Pack.
So with that said.
Sorry.
Okay.
We love you, Julie.
I know. So you will come up with 4 goals. Each one of those goals will be tackled after, and this is your big goal. So one of my big goals is I want to become a licensed artist. So that is, quote unquote, a 3-month goal. That's the one that I've extended to be 9 months for good reason. But that's your big goal. And you put 4 of those out there. And then you only work on 1 or 2 of the baby steps, which is the Vince Lombardi baby steps to get to your big goal. And those end up breaking down to 4 for the month, and then those 4 are broken down to each one of the weeks. And in the planning session, I go through this in real detail. So again, we'll put a link out there. But that way I'm setting goals that I can achieve, and I already know ahead of time kind of what I need to be working towards. Now, I have taken plenty of detours already this year, but I still have my goals.
Well, set. I think everybody has a lot of detours.
Yes, you're going to.
Especially with COVID.
Yeah.
Kids at school, kids not at school. I think everybody out there has detoured a lot this year. So
a whole heck of a lot.
We're sitting here, proof of it, and don't let that deter you.
From setting goals.
Pick your goals back up and start back with them.
So the way that I track all my goals, though, is in Airtable.
I set an Excel sheet. I knew there would be.
You knew there'd be an Excel sheet.
Yeah, I knew it's just fancier.
Yeah, fancy database.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be a database.
Yeah.
I work with. Yes.
But
mine is written down.
And then that way I can access it all the time, no matter where I am. Because again, we live in a digital world. So if I'm at somebody else's computer, I can pull it up on the webpage. I can pull it up on my phone. Mm-hmm. As I think of baby steps or action items that need to go with those steps, I can just jot them into Airtable. Like I may be thinking of something, like I said, I pushed 2 of my goals off to 2022. I may think of something one day for one of those goals and I can just pull it up and jot it down. That way it doesn't get lost. I lose paper. I love notebooks.
Yes.
I love pens. I switch them up a lot. You know, this way it's all in one place. It's all centralized. I can give anyone access to it to see it. That's helping me. And I don't lose track of where I'm at. So even if I am in an overwhelmed state, I can pull up my Airtable and say, okay, this is what I'm going to work on today. And only this, I'm not going to focus on anything else. And that, and then I get back on track again. I think a lot of people don't set goals because they're afraid that they're not going to meet them, or they're afraid that they're going to give up too soon. And they're afraid that once they put it in writing, it can't change. That is all false information. I can't tell you how many times I've changed my goals.
Number one, they're afraid.
They're afraid. Yes.
Period. Of the results or the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what if I succeed and what if I fail?
Yep, exactly.
And you can't look at it that way. You've got to look at it as, here I am today. This is what I'm working on. And I can take a different route. If I want to take the long road in the scenic route, I can take the scenic route. If I want to take, you know, jet off like a space shuttle, I can jet off like a space shuttle.
Might have to take that out. I don't know. I think your ambulance just went by. They're going to just leave that in there.
But, you know, I don't know what you guys find for goal setting to work, but I know like that's that kind of work.
I like that those are steps. They're not necessarily, I mean,
you're they're not, steps, yes.
Yeah, you're not calling them goals.
Right.
You know, because so if you're afraid of setting a goal, how about just putting mm-hmm. some steps down that right. you need?
Well, I guess I was going to say that brings a good point to get started. If you're not familiar with goal setting at all, one way to get started is, okay, it's a Monday, Sunday night, come up with a goal for that week. Ooh. Come up with something you want to achieve that week.
That's a good idea.
Whatever it may be. And then write down the baby steps that you need to take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to meet that goal. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, however many days you work in a week. And then celebrate that win. And as you get more used, that was bad English. As you get used to that, then you'll want to set bigger goals for your month. And then you'll want to set bigger goals for your quarter. And then you'll end up getting to a year. But if you're afraid, just tackle small pieces. Break it down into those baby steps.
So for an artist, what kind of steps, like where would you even start? Like say you're in our audience now and you're listening and you're painting and you're painting and you're painting and you're painting. What, first you got to know your goals, but then how do you, like, I'm going to do two paintings this week. I'm going to do one painting. I'm going to think about a collection. I mean, how's that?
I think you got to also figure out why you're doing it and what you're
yes.
So like I can paint every single day, but why am I doing it?
Gotcha.
And then, so once you figure out that why you're doing it, then you can break it down into what do I need to do to achieve that why? So like if your why to do it is I want to be in XYZ gallery. All right, great. So you want to be in XYZ gallery. Have you been to that gallery? Have you researched the artwork they have in that gallery? Do you know a gallery contact? So you start breaking down the questions that go mm-hmm. into that, and then you can take those questions and devote some time each one of
so
those
that would
to
be
find
your
answers.
Steps.
Right. Awesome. Your questions yes. are your steps mm-hmm. or your action items for that week. And then
oh,
those action
great.
Items lead to bigger steps. And those bigger steps lead to the end goal.
I think that's probably a blocker mm-hmm. for a lot of people is they don't know what they don't know. And so, but that's part of the planning is to figure out what you don't know. So ask the questions, find the answers, and write the steps down.
Right.
And that those are
there.
Your goals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a great.
Yep. Ask your community questions, ask your tribe, ask mm-hmm. your friends, ask other artists, you know, maybe you're in a group or something and they've done something that you're interested in. Ask them.
Yeah. They might even know that gallery. And
right.
Go, hey, I can do an introduction
yeah.
with them. You know, all you got to do is mm-hmm. ask.
Right. Because the worst thing they're going to say is, no, I don't want to talk about it. It's my secret. And the likelihood of that nowadays, especially with the younger generation, is very slim. Most of us are going to be more than willing to share what worked for us. Now, just take in mind what worked for somebody else may not work for you, but at least it gives you some ideas on more questions to ask.
Yeah.
To set
oh,
those
yeah.
goals.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I know with, and in the last episode, I talked a little bit about woo-woo with how I celebrate things mm-hmm. I'm working towards it. First one will be this coming week. Because I don't celebrate things. But anyway, so the woo-woo, and I tried this last time. So I have a goal of releasing a Etsy, you know, Etsy boot camp, 4 weeks and all this. So my goal, that's it. I want it done. Doors closed, registration July 24th, right? That's my goal. And how I kind of came up with that goal date is because I'm going on a vacation. First time I've gone on a vacation in 4 years. So we're going on a vacation. But anyway, so I took what was the new moon, which is you're supposed to use that for planning time. So I took 3 whole days and I couldn't believe I actually dedicated 3 whole days to planning out everything that I was going to do step by step using Airtable like Julie step by step.
Okay, they just both gave me a look because they know I'm terrible.
We need her on the air table. But so yeah, step by step. And so then when the day came where I actually had to work my plan, I had about a 20-second hesitation of like, what do I do first? Oh, I just go look at my plan. And I've been working it ever since because I don't have to think about it again. Just do right. the work. That's all I have to do right now.
And I think that's the biggest thing with planning too. Like when I plan my year or 6 months ahead, I will take a good 3, 4, 5 days to plan it. I know when I planned 2021, I spent probably close to a month planning what my goals were going to be, what each of the action steps were for the first two quarters, what were my questions, where did I really want to go? A lot of soul searching in order to understand what I was going to do.
So I'm going to ask you guys a hard question. And I don't mean to throw you on this, but what if you were talking to one of our listeners, they're full-time mom, full-time working, taking care of parents, but they're trying to make their artwork work. Mm. How are they going to take that time needed?
Okay, so when I say a month, that wasn't a month of 8 hours a day. Right, that was right. a month of a little bit here, a little bit there.
I was going to say, does that help to at least focus mm-hmm. in, even if yeah. it's 30 minutes?
Yes.
Don't you agree?
And that's why I have the air table. So I went lose track oh. of what I was doing.
You could be in car rider line, right. filling it in.
Car yes. line. At a track meet, at a cross country meet, yeah. at a gymnastics meet. I could be thinking of stuff that pops into my head. You know, when you have those shower moments?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those are the best. Now, I don't take my phone in the shower, but I can pop those ideas right into my phone when I'm at these other events.
I have a notebook beside my bed yeah. for that reason. Because
yeah.
I'll be laying there, I'm like, and I don't yeah. even like move. I just like write it.
Yeah.
And then I can't read it in the morning, but whatever.
Yeah. That's my problem. I can't even yeah. read my notes that I'm writing now. So yeah.
I mean, that's just the key is to find what works for you, but you've got to start somewhere. And if you want to go somewhere and you know what your why is, and you know what it is that you want to go to or where you, what you want to achieve, you've got to start small.
And I think that, like for the working moms, the you know, the soccer moms, all of us and
or you know, dads or you know
soccer dads and all those guys that want to move to a full-time artist or you have to, you know, remember, I think I'm 45 years old. If I had looked and talked to myself 20 years ago, I would have told myself to relax a little bit more. You've got another 60, 70 years left in your life. Right now I'm 45. I got another 40, hopefully, years left in my life, mm-hmm. at least. I mean, we've got centennials in my family. So hopefully I've got time. So go by the pool, spend some time with your family, you know, take the time that you need with mm-hmm. them because it's not, nobody ever wants to, I hope I'm never going to be able to say to myself, well, I'm proud of this goal, but I lost time with my child.
Right.
For doing it.
Yeah. You we're know? Not saying take yeah. time away yeah. from your family because that's no. the whole thing.
You know
thing.
What's important.
Yes.
Right. Follow your heart. Do what, mm-hmm. do what you feel is important to. Better yourself, better your family, and better your work.
Right.
There's a balance.
Yes.
There's a balance.
Exactly.
There.
And if all you have is 15 minutes a day to sit down and think about what it is you really want to do with your art, then just that's 15 minutes a day. That's yeah. it. Don't spend any more time on it, but write your thoughts down in some sort of form that you're not going to lose and that you can access easily.
And you can share it with someone who you trust, like accountability partners, like mm-hmm. what we have with Mastermind, our Mastermind group, but, you know, with your tribe, or even if it's just your spouse or someone close to you or someone in the art community or in the studio next door to you, you know, share those goals
mm-hmm.
and just say, I know this may sound crazy, but I want to be here in a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to mm-hmm. see me doing weird stuff till then.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get mm-hmm. there, but you want to balance everything.
And set time limits to your goals too. And that's, you know,
SMART
goals are really important. But I also mean like set realistic times. If something that you jot down for your goal is going to take you an hour, put 2 hours down. Mm-hmm. so that you're not stressing yourself out and you're enjoying the time away from your art studio as much as you are in your art studio.
And that SMART goals or whatever an acronym, but T is the timely.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I wrote down.
Manageable. Yes. Manageable bites. And we were talking about that. Your baby steps, your small steps.
Right.
And don't necessarily make them as goals if that overwhelms you and holds you back. Don't let that be that way.
And SMART, just so like everybody knows, that's a, like Rachel was saying, it's an acronym. S is specific, M is measurable, A is achievable, R is relative, meaning relative to whatever your goal that you have, and then time is timely. Set a time limit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. So that actually is going to wrap us up really well, because we want you guys to have some SMART goals. Come up with some small actionable steps that you guys can really implement with your art and your artwork. Let us know if you have any more questions. We'll be happy to. You can reach us at our website, artbs.podbean.com. That's artbspodbean.com. Let us know what you're thinking about the podcast. Send us your suggestions and questions, because you never know, we might just do an episode on it. We're available everywhere where you get your podcasts. So if you love us, please send us your 5-star reviews.